if you have a couple of like 5-6 very good friends, that's enough for you. Honestly
it is. Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. Let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. So today's topic is about toxic relationships. You know, I'm joined by somebody, but I'm just going to introduce the topic before I allow her to introduce herself. So today's topic is about toxic relationships. We're going to be discussing signs of toxic friendships and relationships. Down the line, we're going to share personal experiences and probably provide you guys with some good advice on recognizing and addressing toxic dynamics for the benefit of those of you guys who may be listening and going through some similar situation. So, my dear friend, introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Fatima. Miss Say It As It Is.
Come through. Come through. Thank you for joining me, Fatima.
Thank you for having me.
Today's topic is about toxic relationships. You know, I feel like in our big age, we have gone through, experienced them in all forms, whether it be like friendships or relationships. I feel like for me, like in friendships, it's the toxicity varies. It can be in relation to maybe healthy communication. Some people do know how to communicate. It might be aggression. It might be passive aggressiveness, dismissiveness, and all this. What do Nigerians say? Bad belly attitude.
Yeah, so lack of support.
Lack of support, exactly. Especially when you are the one, like, you're giving support and this person is just like, some people are just takers, I've come to realize. So how do you pinpoint somebody when they're being toxic in friendships?
Well, you know, in friendships, the way I usually look at it is, I'm usually a giver. And I find it takes some time before I usually figure out that, okay, this person is a bit toxic. You know, some people just figure it out like in a very short amount of time. I, on the other hand, actually have to, like, you know, sit back and be like, what's going on? You know, there's a lot of people, they don't give, some friends just lack general support. It could be emotional support, psychological support, physical support, you know, all of that. And then there's also envy, jealousy. Oh my God. Jealousy. Dishonesty, you know, all of those things. And you know, jealousy breeds resentment. But then, you know, when people are being two-faced, when friends are being two-faced, so, you know, all of that. I have a friend, she's my childhood friend, and we grew up together, and then after a while we sort of separated because we had to move towns. And eventually when we became closer again, she got married. So when she got married, when she's always telling me about her, like, her problems, her marital problems, which I know is normal, you know. And I'll always be like, okay, yeah, you know, just be patient, this. So after a while, like, she's always complaining about the marriage. But me as a friend, of course, I'm there. I would always support her. But then at the same time, if you're my friend and you're complaining to me about your marriage, I'll feel bad for you, and then I'll feel like your husband or your partner is not treating you right. You understand?
Yeah.
But then you can't turn around. The minute I start saying, oh, he shouldn't have done this, he shouldn't have done that, you're crying, telling me about your problems. And then the minute I go, like, you shouldn't have done this, you shouldn't have done that, you start telling me that, well, he's actually a good guy. But I'm just like, what is going on? So, but because of that experience, I've learned not to say anything. I think in any of my friends, like any of my married friends that is complaining to me about their marriage, I'm just like, just be patient, you know. Oh, it's going to be fine. Oh, this and that, you know. So those are one of the things that I've learned. But then I feel like that's a bit toxic, because you can't complain to me. I'm your friend. You can't complain to me about something, and I'm trying to support you as a friend. Then you turn around and look at me like I'm the bad person. Like, which one? Choose one. Just choose one.
I feel like when it comes to things like that in friendships, I feel like there's no way to properly navigate it. It's just, if I see that you're the kind of person, you're that kind of person, I just tell you, yeah, like, it's fine, because I have clearly seen that you don't want to hear the truth. People like that, don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah.
And they just want to, like, pour all their emotions on you.
Yeah.
While it is good, I won't say good, but we are friends. What are friends for? I feel like it's also not fair to the person that's receiving all these your emotions. You're just pouring.
Yes.
And you're not thinking about it, especially when... Sorry, I sorry to cut you off. Especially when you're just pouring for them to just receive.
Yes.
Don't want their input. Then why are you telling me?
Yes. And then, you know, sometimes they make it look like a competition. Like, if I say, oh, my man has done A, B, C, D, E, F, G, maybe in just like normal gist now, not that I'm trying to brag or anything. And you're telling me about, not that in the middle of it, while you're telling me about your bad sides of your marriage or whatever, then I come around and blow my own horns of, oh, I have a good man, this and that. No, but just that. Maybe some other time, maybe not the same, not at the same time, but maybe some other time when I'm talking about how good something is for me, you come back and be like, oh yeah, you know, apart from that way that he has been behaving, he's actually a nice person, or he does this and this too to me. So I'm just like, what is this? Is this jealousy? Are you making comparison? Like, we all have our good and bad days. We all have our good and bad men, you know? Don't do that. So I personally took that as it was a bit toxic for me, so I stopped, you know, giving her information. Anything she tells me, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's fine. Oh, I'm sorry, you're going through this, that, that.
I feel like a lot of people are...
Sorry. Yeah, you have to just learn. You just have to learn to, you know, these days it's really hard for you to know who is actually happy for you and who is not, or who is weighing what you're having with what they're having in their mind. It's very hard.
You know, those ones that keep tabs and it's like, oh, she has this. I feel like it's competition, which is also a very kind of toxicity. That's so toxic. Like, if someone is your friend, why are you competing with them? I will never understand it. It's like, oh, she has this, so I have to go and get this. There's this girl that, well, we know, that used to do something like that. And for the life of me, I just couldn't understand it. If this person is your friend, you should be happy for them. Not that, okay, because your friend got this, oh, I have to get that. Like,
it's low self-esteem. As far as I'm concerned, I think it's all low self-esteem, because you feel like you're not. It's sad. All of those things that just makes it very difficult for us to keep up with like healthy friendships these days. That is like a very, very serious problem in our friendships right now, like presently.
And I mean, I totally understand that everybody has good days and bad days, but some people are just like toxic, and generally like toxicity breeds like brain drain. I used to have this friend that, I used to have this friend that I actually considered a friend at the time, but the toxicity was too much. And because for me personally, I feel like I'm an empathetic person, I'm an empath, I just receive these emotions, and it actually started affecting mentally. I talked about it on this podcast in another episode in the past. There was this day that this girl was like, oh, she's coming to my, you know how people say, oh, I'm in your area, I'm coming to your place. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I was washing Irish potatoes. So like, they were already peeled, imagine, like for the house. And as soon as this girl texted me, oh, I was like, my phone was there, I just checked, I said, oh, I'm going to be in your area. Let me tell you, these whole potatoes poured, to tell you how like, mental stress translated into physical stress, and I was having a panic attack, and
you've been putting up with it for a long time. That's the problem.
Honestly, I was having panic attack and anxiety. It can come from, you know, people leaving you unsettled, how you point out toxicity from a friend or people, when you've had conversations with your quote-unquote friend and they leave you unsettled, when they always compare themselves with you, when they make you feel nervous, when, you know, they never apologize. Some people, I don't know if you've noticed, but some people will never apologize.
Yes.
What is up with that? They make you, they never apologize, they gossip about you, they put you down, they are self-obsessed, and everything to them is a challenge.
Well, I have a couple from primary school, but not really. Nah, we don't talk, so I won't call them my friends. I have a lot from secondary school, then I have a lot from uni. Then I have a few from NYSC, just a few, very few. Then I have a lot from law school. And then I have other friends that just know me at home. Those are the, you know, the local friends, you know, house friends. Those ones that know me locally, yeah, my neighbors and, you know, whatnot. So I know I have tons of friends, but I'm learning to, like, outgrow them.
Or let them go.
Yes, just let them go and have my few tight friends. I'm very friendly and I'm an extrovert. That's my problem.
You have a lot of people around you, genuinely.
I do have a lot of people.
Some people will never leave, but it's now up to you to, like.
I have to shed them. Honestly, I have to.
It's just, it's not up to you to be like, okay, see, I need to weed. For me, it's the opposite. Like, I'm an introvert. And before somebody is my friend, oh my God. Like, before I actually, like, declare somebody a friend, I don't know, for me, it's actually...
No, you tested me. Even you tested me. But then I was just like, ah, whatever.
Like, say whatever. Yeah,
you weren't the, how do I put it? You weren't the welcoming type. You're just like, oh, who are you? You're not my friend, but what's cool.
I do that.
Yeah, but then that's okay. That's also okay, because it's not, at the end of the day, you're not being mean, you're just trying to, you know, watch out for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, there's an advantage to it. There's really an advantage to it. That's what I'm learning right now. I can't be calling everybody my friend. Not everybody is your friend.
Conversation with, like, my sister, she's like, when we talk and I'm telling her stories, or maybe from work or something, I'm like, oh, they're my friend. She's like, are they your friend or are they your friend? Because the thing is, for me, while I use the word friends a lot in my brain, I automatically dissect what I mean. Like, no offense to every other person now, whatever. Some people, like you said, some people are your, like, what's the word? Your colleagues. Some are just associates. And they should not be angry. I'm sorry, it is what it is. Why are we pretending? You're not my friend. You don't give a shit about me, and I don't give a shit about you. That's just like we're having a business relationship. We don't have to go. And that's the problem I feel like a lot of people have in the first place. Maybe you have something in common with somebody. Instead of you to categorize them as maybe my chilling friend, like my chilling girl, this girl, I go out to eat with her, we can hang. You automatically attach yourself to this person without actually vetoing them to see if they can be your friend. Like, the actual friend. For me, it's like very opposite, because I'm an introvert, and I'm telling you, like, recently, I don't know, I'd say, I don't sound like a bitch, but like, when I calculated my friends, I have 5 friends.
That's good enough
in my whole life.
Honestly, that's what I want to have.
I have 5 friends. Not to say that the rest of the people in the world are not, like, the rest of my guys are not my friends. We can hang, but let's be honest, like, my friends are in my soul. I have 5 friends, of which my sister is even one. Because she used to fight with you guys. She's like, see, when you sent me that thing to my house, Mariam said, so if they give a word of friends, it will be you.
That's a word of friends?
You're like,
it will be who? Me?
It will be me. It will be me. As in,
I have you?
Friends.
Oh.
Around me. That's,
you know, quality over quantity, honestly.
Preach. And I feel like that is where the problem starts from. Honestly, when it comes to, like, toxicity and all of that.
Yeah.
I feel like, we are human. We mm-hmm. all have human emotions. Like, we all have days that are good days and bad. Reply. Not because I'm trying to be a bitch that don't communicate, but like, I'm having a very bad day. That's fine. But there are some things that when it comes to friendships, within the actual sense of the word, your friend should be able to be there for you on a level.
Yeah.
And if you find out that this person is, it's not your friend. That's a toxic girl waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Because one thing I've learned about growing up here is that we are all busy. But you actually have to. There are some things that for me personally, I feel like it's very important to word of toxicity. You need to mutually respect the people that you call your friends. You actually mm-hmm. have to respect. Respect is not about, mm-hmm. oh, you're my senior, I'm mm-hmm. your senior. No, you have to respect them as your friend. What's your number?
Well, I'm like I said, I love to receive them and I love to give them. Like, it just, I just love to surprise people. Like, oh, did you think I was going to do this? Like, if I have money, I swear to God, the minute I see much money in my account, I'm just thinking, who should I send? Thank you.
I am same. You know?
And then when it finishes, I'm just like, it's what have I done now? You know, but then. You know, God is good. God is great. And there's something that my mom told me. It just keeps ringing in my head every time I do it. What you give is what actually belongs to you, not what you eat. But what you give out, you know, is what actually belongs to you. Because that even goes towards inclines towards like religiously, you know, mm-hmm. is what you give that will be yours, not what you used or what you ate or whatever, you know, what you give to somebody else, that's the reward you get. So I always remember that, and I'm always like, I mean, no loss at the end of the day. Yeah,
so that's it. So when it comes to responsibility, it's not necessarily like it's a tit for tat thing in the sense of like it has to be exactly what I give you. Somebody will give you money, and the way I can be there for you is to be actually there for you. Like, I'm far from my friends. All of you guys live in Abuja and I'm here. But let me tell you, let somebody just come here and say, somebody touch me anyhow. I have voice.
Like, yes.
You now, you're even somewhere else. So you see, but that's the thing about friendships. And mm-hmm. when you're not getting, you know when somebody's treating you like shit. When you're not getting what you deserve, you can have a communication thing with the person, like, I feel like you don't value me or whatever, if you want to do that. If not, cut them off. I'm sorry, me, I'm a snippety, snip, snip girl.
No, but it's true. Because at this point in my life, this year, you know, because of my work and all of that, I'm usually very, very busy. And I'm so glad that the people close to me, like you and the rest of my other close friends, understand that. Like, I don't need, there's this thing that pisses me off, honestly, because I think because, you know, life lately has been, you know, a lot because of my job and all of that. When you message me and I don't respond immediately, don't take it personal. Or when you call me and I don't return your calls immediately, don't take it personal. I will return it, but I may not be able to return it immediately. That's because I'm busy. And sometimes I'm not even busy, but I've gone to work, I'm tired, I'm back home, I don't want to even talk to you. I don't even want to have any small conversations, honestly. Like, I just want to sleep. These days, I sleep before 10. Like, adulthood has hit me so hard. I sleep before 10. And 10, I'm off, I'm gone.
Welcome.
And I wake up early in the morning. And then, you know, it's just rinse and repeat. Or some people will just be, when they call you or when they text you, you don't reply, you don't respond. They're oh, I called you, did not pick my call. Okay, you called me, I didn't pick. It's not as if you're just, I know that you're just checking up on me. Hello, hi. I will do the same, but I need you to understand that I will not be always available. You understand? If you can't do that for me, then honestly, we cannot keep this. When I have the time, I will call you. I will, you know, keep. Yes.
Sorry. I'm not going to lie, like, we are close friends, so I know, like, your journey and everything. in the beginning of like you working, I'm sorry, but like for me, when I call you or I text you and you can't pick, I saw I'm so happy. I'm just like, oh, are you working? I'm so happy. And because I'm just like, yes, we have suffered.
We have suffered, but alhamdulillah.
I totally get you.
Yeah, but some people would honestly, they would just be like, oh, you saw my call. I did not see my call. I saw your call. And you know when you behave that way, but I will not attack you. I'll just be like, oh yeah, I was busy. I'm sorry. The next time you call, I will not even pick. That's all. There's one of my cousins that actually called me. Okay, he called me talking about marriage and all of that. Oh, this and that. Oh, you should get married. You know, you're getting to your 30s now, so you should get married. This and that. I was like, okay, thank you. Next thing, this Baba called, they tell me, say, what? That you know, there's a certain age. Is it age or there's a certain time when a woman becomes something in the line of that? You understand?
Oh my god,
I lost it at that point. I just dropped the whole you're older than me by the side, and I was like, listen, I know that you're a Muslim and I'm a Muslim. And we all believe in destiny. Everybody has their own destiny.
And tawakkul.
So this thing that you are calling me to disturb me about, do you think I sat down, I wrote that this is what's going to happen to me? It's God that wrote all those down. And it's Allah that knows when I'm going to get married and when I'm not good, when I'm going to, whatever is going to happen to my life, it's predestined. So what exactly are you trying to tell me? Are you going to go and change my destiny? I'm the one stopping my destiny. What exactly is going on? Because at the end of the day, whatever happens to me is happening to me. So even if it's an injury, I'm the one that is going to feel it more. All of you is just to tell me sorry, we're praying for you. So what exactly are you saying? What's your point? And then I say, no, it's not like that, so I shouldn't be angry. I said, no, I'm not angry, I'm just cooling you, because I don't understand all this nonsense. I think after that he was like, oh, sorry, but he's just being concerned. I said, thank you very much. As you're being concerned, please go and when you're praying, pray for me. That is the best way to show your concern. So that was over. And then I think I spoke to my mom about it. Mom was so upset. She was like, why did you don't pick his call again? I was like, no worries. Don't worry. But yeah. And then he called me again. After that, you know, he didn't stop there. He called me again, like let's say like 2 weeks later, he called me again, and then he was like, and he was speaking to my mom. My mom was telling him that all these men, I'm just chasing them away.
Oh, a toxic man.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm chasing them away. At that point, I was just tired. I was just like, yeah, whatever, just go with whatever you have in your mind. That's whatever narrative you have in your mind. Yes, I did it. So then I think he felt guilty about it. So he called me again another a week later, and I didn't pick. So I didn't pick. Then he now went to call somebody. I think my brother. He was like, oh, I called her and she didn't pick my call, this and that. So I was upset that he was saying that he called me and I didn't pick. So I called him. I was like, I was busy. That was why. And I was like, calm down now. What is going on? I said, no, you should calm down. You're acting as if I'm trying to hide or something. And then he was, I think he got upset about it. I was like, well, suit yourself, whatever. And I never called him again. But I think he got the memo. And now he's better. We're all like on the same level. He's not going to talk to me about any nonsense.
Sorry, I'm going to laugh because he's normal. And I'm like, I don't know why these family members, when it comes to like, they even show toxicity generally in the family.
Yes.
What I mean.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
Tell me why you left your house, you left the problems of your family to call me, to school me about my own marriage. And it's that thing that you said, because, you know, it's happening to you. Does he really think it's not something that you want? Like, if you had come out and said, oh, I'm not interested in marriage, it's a different thing. But does he really think that it's something that you don't want?
Everyone wants, there's no one that doesn't want good things of life, you know? But then sometimes it just doesn't happen the way you want it to happen. So what are you supposed to do? You just, you know, move on. And yeah, keep praying.
Because at the end of the day, like you said, again, it's up to God. So
it
it's
is
not really what he wants.
Yeah, you know. But you know, so, you know, we as humans, we just keep thinking, what is the problem? She must be doing something wrong. This
but
and
how
that.
Is it affecting him?
Yeah, so me, I don't know. Maybe I'm eating his food.
It's not affecting him any which way. So I don't, I hope
it's
he
not.
Can be okay. I hope
not. Okay. Like, we're not even in the same jurisdiction. So how the hell is it supposed to affect him?
Talking about marriage and all of that, let's talk about toxic relationships. My dear,
I think I've had a whole Ghana must go of toxic relationships.
I'd like toxic friendships.
I've just
toxic friendships.
You can do away with it. Like, it affects you, yeah, but you can. I feel like I can bounce back easily.
See those men, but they stain your white. It's different. Like, toxic friendships affect you maybe in your heart, but you see those relationships,
yeah,
but it disrupts your whole brain.
It does.
Because tell me why. Even the whole, like, what to pinpoint, it's not just like the other things that we said, like gossiping, making you feel, well, they make you feel nervous, they gaslight you, they put you down. Some people put you down, they do passive aggressiveness. You know, the passive aggressive, no communication, people don't know how to communicate. So, and it can be any which way, it can be anyone, it can be all, it can be a combination of all. Some people are just devils. We're unfortunate to have met them. So how do you pinpoint, like, for you, what is the first thing in your years of experience?
In your years of experience
with this toxicity, what is your deal breaker right now? For me, it's gaslighting. But what is it for you?
I think there are a lot for me. Because, you know, as we're growing, we just keep finding new things. Like, last 2021 was love bombing. You remember?
I remember. It took.
You would never know that love bombing can actually be very, very toxic until you actually fall a victim, and you wouldn't know until it's done.
Do you know, I've never,
honestly,
I've never, like, had experience with love bombing.
No, I've had experience. You know, yeah, I have.
So what does,
you know, I have.
Like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
What
so love bombing is like, you know, when someone it could be either of the partners, either the female or the male, you know. Is when they intensify, you know, the relationship, they intensify the display of affection, like, over a short period of time. Like, okay, I see you, I like you, you know.
Beginning.
It's almost like infatuation, but yeah, in the beginning. But they're just trying so hard to, like, make you succumb or make you be in the relationship, you know. They try to figure out, what they do is they monitor you. They're very, very observant. They figure out what you like, what you don't like, and they try as much as possible not to to follow those guidelines. Like, if you love surprises, it's surprises every day, honey. If you hate this, it's this. It's whatever. They just, you know, they shower you with so much love. It's almost unreal. And they're always around you. So it's very hard for you to differentiate it between genuine love and, you know, love bombing. So in love bombing, you can't really see the true colors of a person, because the person is actually just acting. He's just on an act just to, you know, secure your trust and your love. One of the examples is like, you know, when they start with, "You're my soulmate." Like, you can't, talking of, "I met you last week, you already say you're my soulmate. How are we soulmates? Or you complete me.
Okay, I love you.
I've never met anyone like you. I will never meet anyone like you. You know, you're perfect. You're the perfect woman." You know, all those nonsense, yeah. So, but then those things, in genuine love, it takes time. It's a slow burn. Not as if you just come and you want to choke me with this love. we're talking about, I know that I will never find someone like you. If I ever lose you, I know that I have lost a great deal. Yes, of course you have lost it, but just can I be? Or you're my happiness? Sir, I'm not your happiness. Please go and find your happiness elsewhere. I will find my own happiness somewhere. You will find your own happiness somewhere. Then together we can be happy. But you can't put the whole burden of you being happy on me. That's just unfair.
It's almost like blackmail.
Yeah. And then, for this guy, he was dumping his personal details too quickly. Within 2 weeks, you're already telling me the properties you own, and then you've not finished paying or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it was just, everything was just so fast. Like, so
it's
fast.
It's all part of dumping, no?
Yes. And they always want constant validation every time.
That's it. Like, it's like psychopathic behavior. I'm sorry, but it's they're trying to buy your devotion and affection.
Bumping
you with gifts, bumping you with emotions.
Of course, they say all the right things.
Exactly. So you're there thinking, he must be. He's so perfect.
Yes.
You know,
this guy that love bombed me was every week. There's always gifts every week. Like every Monday, there's a surprise gift of, you know, ABCD.
I didn't like that guy.
Yeah, of course. And then I felt suffocated because it's always like, I know affirmations are nice, but you can't be doing affirmations for me every 2 seconds. You're writing essay for me or
you're not even being at a point.
Honestly, this may come off as not me not being appreciated, but no, that's not the point. We know what genuine love is, but you cannot meet me 3 weeks and you're writing me essay every day of how much you love you. Like, you don't even know what my black looks like, or what my white looks like, or what my gray looks like. You know? So it was a bit weird at first. Saying all the right things. And the clinginess. Oh my god.
That one is toxic, babe. No, you really choke. Like, at your point, you know, we're calling him Ichoku because the clinginess is toxic. At a level, like you can't be able to function by yourself, and the constant asking and like almost monitoring, it's like those ones that will constantly monitor you and be like, where are you, who are you talking to, show me this, show me that. Some girls translate it to him being like obsessed in a good way, like, oh, he likes me so much.
No, he's jealous.
Obsession is a toxic trait on its own.
Yeah,
I don't know why girls say, oh, I want him to be obsessed with me. Girl, you do not want him to be obsessed with you. You actually don't want him to be obsessed with
you. If you really want him to be obsessed with you, then you have a problem.
Honestly, it's giving
check yourself. Line.
For me, my own experience with that Cash App guy was gaslighting. So obviously, like, there are other like toxic traits and what we call in relationship red flags, right? But for me, the one that messed me up the most was this guy who would always like gaslight me, but to a degree, because of who I am, I'm that no nonsense person. You don't need to catch, like, you need to go back to Babala and tell them that the gaslight, before I know they catch,
you know what,
it didn't make sense to me. Like, when we started talking, this guy would literally, like, girls, you girls listening to this episode, learn lesson. This guy would literally insult me. I don't know if I ever told you this, but he would be like, throw hurtful words at me, right? And then he would say something like, oh, that's how he jokes. Like, it's not a thing.
What?
You know how?
Yeah, they do that. When they realize they fucked up, they'll be like, oh, I was joking. Which kind of stupid joke with that one?
He'd be like, oh, like, I remember the first time he was saying something, he said, oh, me, I'm lame. I say, lame, Egbami. What is that? Because it did not make sense to me. That was the first time in my life somebody ever called. I had to take, I was like, sorry, excuse me, who do you think you're talking to? What is this? He was like, oh, like, he doesn't mean it. It's just how, like, he talks to people, you know? That's just how, like,
perhaps you should go and learn how to talk to people.
Okay, because it's not me. So that one, in the beginning, that already caused us to have, like, a little bit of problem. Because for me, I didn't understand why you would just be throwing insults. Like, even in my friendship, it reached a certain level. Not everybody can be like, hey, bitch. No, who is your bitch? No, really.
Honestly, I don't even like it. I don't like using those words. Even with friends.
And I feel like it's not even tasteful. So, but you know how, like, his excuse was, oh, that's just how, like, I'm sorry, I'm not the one. And then later it was
him. Wait, hold on. Why is he giving Shagia vibes?
He's giving Shagia vibes. He's really giving Shagia vibes.
Sorry. Oh, sorry, guys. Story for another day. But I was dating someone, and then every time he calls me on FaceTime, there was a time he called me on FaceTime, and he was like, I think I had makeup on and I looked really good. And the next thing this guy said was, Shagia. I was like, what?
I can just imagine your surprise. Like, excuse me.
Are you sure? Yeah, I was that kind of so thing that
you look
shocked.
At your bag. I mean, the person that is at his bed. You know when somebody says
and
something?
And then this guy went on to validate what he said, that, oh, yes, that's how they do it where he comes from. That when someone looks really nice, you'd be like, it's like saying, bastard, you bastard, you know? When you dress to the bastard level, but then excuse me, like, you cannot say that to me. That's just highly distasteful.
And then that's where the gaslighting comes. Apart from them being insulting, as soon as you put your leg down, like, sorry, you can't talk to me like that, excuse you, then it's that gaslighting by telling you, just normal, like, you're taking it deep. You shouldn't be taking it deep. That's how he, like, talks to everybody. That's how they do it, where he's from. All these stupid excuses. And you definitely shouldn't allow that. See, even in your friendships, man, there's a tone, there's a level of respect. But for those people that say, hey, bitch, to themselves, okay, I feel like they have reached their level and it's their friendship. But I'm sorry, you are my guy. Why are you talking to me anyhow? That is not, I'm sorry, but like, that doesn't even make any sense. Shagia, you are lame. Shagia. And I was like,
Shagia, what is that?
This guy sent me and said, Sina, I'm lame because I watch what's the word. I said, sorry. I don't know what happened.
Are you his G? Like, what the hell is going on?
Guy, there was one time we're talking. I can't remember what we're talking about. Oh my god. No, he said something, and as he was again about the same insult thing. He said another word. I can't remember it right now. And I was like, sorry, you don't talk to me like that. Excuse you. And he's like, me, I should be lucky. Because the previous girls that he have dated, that is never a problem. And I'm like, Ori Yamio. And then let Damio. Excuse you. I feel like there's so for me right now, I feel like one thing I'm so happy about myself this year, early this year, I was talking to this guy, and me personally, I hate when I'm talking and someone tells me, like, especially a guy tells me, calm down. You just pissed me off. Like, you really just pissed me off on a level. Because the thing is, I'm not a nag. I am like this now because I'm talking to one of my girls. Do you get? I'm not the most talkative person. Even when I have opinions, I'm quiet. So when you see me talking, I'm talking because I have something to say. And if you see me heated about something, it's because I actually mean that thing. I'm passionate about what I'm saying. So I feel like it's very disrespectful when I'm being passionate about something and you are like, calm down. No, don't tell me to calm down. Because what you just did by saying that calm down is invalidates what I'm saying. You're trying to tell me I'm popping off like someone that don't have sense. That's how me I translate it. And generally, even that guy, this idiot man, this cash app guy, used to tell me that, and I really didn't like it. So I met this new guy and we're talking, and I'm like, he said something wrong, and I was like telling him, this is what I meant, or this is what I'm saying. But he just tell me to calm down, and I'm like, I'm sorry. I know the context in which you're talking. I actually communicated. I was like, I know what you mean, but do not tell me to calm down. Personally, I don't like when people tell me when I'm talking, and guys are like, calm down, because you're trying to excuse yourself one way or another and just invalidate. And he's like, oh, but it's cute. He doesn't think it's a bad thing. I don't care what you think. I'm telling you, I don't like something. You know those guys that won't listen to you when you're telling them something about yourself?
Yeah, they don't.
But you're not listening to me. You want to do it. That's how I had this guy. Oh, I feel like we have stories for this. Way back when I was talking to this guy. And we're just like, it was a business kind of relationship. We're not talking to, like, talk anything. It was just like a normal relationship. I didn't even know him very well at the time. And as we're talking, he started saying, oh, thank you, babe. Thank you, dear. Personally, I don't like endearments from guys I barely know. Like, I just met you 2 seconds ago. Your babe. And I tell
please
him,
your babe.
Exactly. And I tell him, like, I don't like you to use dear or babe with me. Like, what do you mean? And he's like, oh, him, that's what he does. That I just have to manage it like that. Him, that's he just do that. That's what he does. In terms of endearments. I'm like, does that make sense to you? I just have to manage it like that.
No, that's how they are.
So I feel like
I'm
that.
not managing anything. You better act right or
Oh, not at
you
all.
know what to do.
Act right or not at all. And that's just how it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know,
So,
people just have so much, they just feel like they're entitled to so much when they're actually not.
and in relationships, another toxic thing is when a guy's making you feel as if you're desperate. I'm sorry, I don't care how old you are. Marriage may not even be in plans for you. Let's even be honest. We are Muslims, and let's, like you said earlier, we believe in Qadara and destiny and all of that good stuff. But you don't know if it might not even be in the cards for you. And honestly, the faster you accept that it is okay, like God has got your back, so it's the better for you, really. You find peace quickly, quicker. And I'm not trying to be harsh, but I'm saying that because I don't care your age, you're never that desperate. Like, especially in relationships, you shouldn't let people mess with you, because I feel like it messes with your head on
It
another
does.
level.
It does. It does. It
Apart from
actually does.
anxiety and stress and everything in between, it actually messes with you. You shouldn't let someone talk to you that like that. Because for this guy to tell me, "Oh, I should be lucky. Other girls that he has been with, like other girls that he has been talking to, they don't mind all those insults." I'm like, who are these girls? Did their dad not
You
love them?
actually believe him? Do you believe him? It's just an excuse for him, honestly. It's just an excuse for him because I don't think any girl in her right state of mind would actually agree to be doing this nonsense behavior. Because this is
At the same
nonsense
time,
behavior.
it's nonsense behavior, but I'm telling you, I kind of know about some girls that allow it. No offense, but like, depending on the context, like you said earlier, but depending on who it is and what they are telling you, and you, who is the recipient of that energy, your state of mind, you might not know that is abuse. That is actually abuse, verbal
It is
and
abuse.
emotional as well.
Yes, it is. And it only gets worse.
That's the thing. And some, I feel like I know some people who might not even know that. Just like I say, like among friendships now, among friends, you can have some people are comfortable in their friendships and comfortable in their relationship, that you hear them throwing names at each other. On the internet, how many times do you go on Instagram and you see couples be like, "Oh, stop that, you idiot bitch," and it's like that's how they talk. But then when you listen from outside, you're like, you shouldn't be talking to your woman like that.
That
She
is
don't know
absolutely
that.
wrong.
She that is in the relationship, she don't know that. She think it's cool. She think they are in a cool relationship. And she will justify it. So to a level, I don't know, like you said, it never even occurred to me that he might actually be chatting shit.
He can, you know, sometimes they lie just to justify what they've said, or they lie because they know that, okay, this what you did, oh, I just fucked up. Let me just, you know, I don't know how to say it in English, but in Hausa it's boring kunya. So let me just, I might just as well validate it. Like, okay, oh, it's cool. Some people accept it. Yeah, some people eat rice, but some people don't like beans, you know? Like, if you
Exactly.
like rice I don't like rice, that's fine. So everybody that, but Lema, this is even a bad behavior. Like, it's not acceptable. You're a grown ass man and you know the difference between your wrong and your right. So why are you saying rubbish? Just before we move on, let me quickly point out the signs of love bombing because I've been a victim. Firstly, they want to know everything. They want to know everything about you right away. So it might look like it's, you know,
Cute.
mesmerizing or whatever. It's cute, yeah. And they seem like, oh my God, wow, who are you? This angel, you know, all of that. It's bullshit.
So into me.
They're so curious, yeah. Please, my dear, run. I'm not saying that you should run, no, but these are, you know, you have to have key ingredients in this love bombing. And one of them is that. There's also they're always dropping their personal details too quickly, like too quickly. You know their childhood trauma on the second date. In fact, me, it was on the first date. I know everything. I know he was married before and how his wife traumatized him and everything. I was just like, whoa, whoa. You know, you learn about their entire medical and psychiatric history. So they make it look like they're being honest. You know, oh, I'm a serious man and I'm being honest, my dear.
Honestly,
And they want constant validation. they just always are reassuring you that, oh, they love you and they keep coming back for more, and you just feel like you're burnt out, honestly. And then there's an intense declaration of love. They take love to a whole new level that you have never seen in your life.
Wow.
They will even tell you that, but they cannot live without you, and they know that they have met their final bus stop, all those stuff.
Lol.
And then they pressurize you to commit.
Now it makes sense why they were doing all that to over.
Yes now. They are suddenly ready for marriage. They are suddenly buying new shoes for this one even ordered a shoe for our wedding. Like,
can you imagine?
Barely 2 months of us meeting. It's not even up to 2 months. This guy is already sending me a shoe. Then he's going to wear to our wedding.
Wow. He actually got a shoe for your wedding.
Yes.
I hope he can.
I hope so. They're always saying the right thing. Intense clinginess, you know that one. I've explained it. Over the top expensive gifts. Yes. Absolutely. That's to emotionally manipulate you. That's how it works. So, and when they do that, you know, they just have more power to control you, or to control the relationship entirely. Whenever you have like the slightest opportunity, like you don't want this, you want that, they get upset about it. They're like spoiled brats, spoiled kids. That's how they behave.
It's sounding like, and everything then, about them is transactional.
Yes, it is. And then they're so jealous when you're with anyone else. Remember that incident where I told you that we went out to eat, and then
this guy said, "Turn it, yeah." Oh my god,
he told me to switch seats because some guy that randomly came into the restaurant is looking at us. Is looking at me. I'm like, "Hey God, let me be the Miss Beauty Queen."
I'm so sorry that you had to go through all that.
No, you know, when he said it, I was like, are you for real? Like, I thought he was joking. And then I looked up, I was like, are you serious? And he said, oh, no. I was just joking. Don't never mind.
He wasn't joking.
He was not joking. Absolutely, he wasn't joking.
And girls should learn how to... This is not cute. I'm sorry, maybe it's all those films people are watching, or the books people are reading that tell you, oh, it means he loves you so much, he loves you to death. No, it's not cute. This guy is going to control your life. He has probably... As he bought that shoe, he bought your remote control.
Yes, ma'am.
Just know, because honestly, I see like a young impressionable girl thinking that all these things means that he's lovely.
Yeah, and you know, this is a grown ass man. It's not even young. Imagine if it was a younger girl, someone that was like maybe 20, 21 or more.
Very impressionable. She would have chuckled. She would have been bragging everywhere. Oh, he loved me so much.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's planning how to use you. I'm probably divorcing us in the next 2 months.
Of course. Then excessively following your whereabouts, always knowing where you are. Where are you? Tell me now. Where are you? If your phone is off for 1 minute, it's problem. What happened?
Show me the surroundings, not a picture.
Yes. Some of them actually don't even come off as show me the surroundings, but the way they act, you two, you even show them just so that you find peace. You understand? They're very manipulative. They're very, very manipulative. So they make it look like. They do it in a way, in a very subtle way, that you would be the one to actually do it. They wouldn't outrightly say it, you know.
Manipulation.
Yeah, and then they ignore your boundaries. Whatever boundaries you've set, they're on your own. They will ignore it. They will do what they want to do. It's just that thing of nobody. You could tell me how I go out. That's just how it is. Then they keep reminding you of how good you are together. I remember this guy, he would keep sending me pictures of ourselves together all the time. Even when we had issues, like, oh, we look so good. Oh, this person said, oh, you're the best person that has happened to me. Bullshit.
Wow.
And they never take constructive criticism. They never take it. No matter how you try, even if you be a magician, they will never take it. You know, they always have this narcissistic rage. They never take it.
That's
a very special ingredient. And they never take responsibility for their previous relationship. It's always, oh, I did this to her, I did that to her, but yet she still did this, you know. They're always not responsible.
Every other
and that was exactly what he did. Yes, and guess what, even after we broke up, he's married now and he has divorced again. And it's still the girl's fault. It's always going to be the girl's fault.
It's never going to be his fault.
Yeah. So you have to be very careful about this, because honestly, this is just not genuine love. This is just superficial love, as far as I'm concerned. And then when you get into the trap, it's going to be so bad.
And because you know they have given you so much and everything, you start feeling a sense of pity. It's like, oh,
yes.
I feel like at the end of the day, with the gaslighting, you know, and this love bombing and every other thing in between, it just comes down to the power struggle and somebody needing to just lord over you and psychological control. Because even the gaslighting and everything, but for me, I can't just forgive that, because gaslighting, you made me question my own sanity. Like, it's just unforgivable. Because you know gaslighters, but they know that we do something wrong, and then when you talk, they will now say, oh, maybe they did something wrong. They did something wrong. And then when you talk,
they'll make it look like you were the reason, it was your fault.
Exactly. They'll make you to believe that it was your fault, you did do something. And then they are basically grooming a girl that will be running after them and giving them their hearts. Oh, I'm sorry, but take half my heart on a platter of gold. We are mad. Honestly. So I feel like those things, I really hope that a girl listening to us since morning has learned something about how to navigate those dynamics. You have to stand up for yourself. There are some things that you can do when you pinpoint these things. You can cut them off. You are never that desperate. I'm sorry. A man, see, if you go outside now, if it's man that you want, just man, if you go outside before you reach your junction, I'm sure you find man. It's like pure water. I'm sorry, I don't mean any disrespect, but like, there's a man out there that will be for you.
Yeah.
If so he's not the one bringing you peace
and have good intentions
yourself, exactly. If he's not bringing you peace, if he's making you feel like you are stupid, they're trying to calm down when you're making a point. They're trying to manipulate you and gaslight you and love bump you and all these things in between, or insulting you and telling you should be grateful and happy. Please help me. How does that make any sense?
It doesn't feel like that.
So, my dear,
there was someone that told me something about, like, oh, if you do this thing, just know that it wasn't like a new breakout. I don't want to mention what exactly it was, but he just mentioned it to me, like, because I had made a joke about doing the thing, and then he was like, we laughed, we kikied about it, and the next thing he said in this firm voice, if you do this, consider yourself losing me as I eat. What's that?
I hate those type of tone. I'm sure there's a word in the English dictionary that is explaining people that talk like that. You know, I don't know. Like, I totally get maybe they have lied to you all your life. You have suffered a drastic heart loss, and now you love yourself so much. You have team self esteem.
No, it wasn't even that.
But those guys that talk like, oh,
they just think they're the shit, and they think that, oh, I'm diamond, and you can never find anyone better than me. So just consider yourself. Out. Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry, but like, also that is a toxic. That's a toxic thing, girls. I don't know the word.
Yeah, for that's a toxic trait. It's a serious toxic. You know, it's narcissism, you know, comes in different ways. It's also part of narcissistic behavior.
Most definitely. So if you're in a relationship with somebody that is telling you, giving you ultimatums, I swear, I'm not the person that you give ultimatum. I will prove you wrong. Imagine someone saying, me on the door. See the door so quick. Are you okay? For the fun of it, I'm telling you, so you know, people that give you ultimatum, people that talk to you as if like you are less than, and you should put them on a pedestal, you should worship them, they have deemed you fit to date them. I'm sorry, you can choose to cut them off if you can manage the relationship, because at the end of the day, everybody has their problems, and what might be a problem to us, there will definitely be girls that can handle that, and that's not a problem for them. So if you feel like you can do it, you can practice common sense with the person, or you set your boundaries. But I don't know how boundaries will work in a relationship dynamic. In a friendship, I totally understand how maybe boundaries will work, But in a relationship or a marriage,
it's very hard. It's very hard.
Potential marriage. What are you going to do? Yeah. Marriage to the husband?
It's very hard. But then at the same time, you just have to, you know, be smart enough to navigate through all these things, honestly.
Yeah. And sometimes, if you're in a hot, like, if you're in the early stages of whether it be friendship or relationship, and something is not making sense, I would suggest you take a break. Take space for yourself. Clear your head.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. It's very important.
After this space, if you feel like it's a relationship that you want, then yeah, good for you. But otherwise, definitely take space. And be direct. Don't try to have a serious relationship in a joking funny way. Like, I just think
this man will joke on you. The joke will finish. It will land on your head.
Honestly. In a friendship, you can do that. Actually, in a friendship, I advise you to do it, like, you know, lightly.
Yeah, it should be a bit of...
If you need to crack some jokes, because that's your girl, and especially girls to girls, if it's a guy, maybe it's different. But you see, girls, how we take things is different. So maybe if in a relationship where it's like friendship, you can definitely do the light and joke and just be like, you know, because... But in a relationship, like, if you are dating to marry or whatever, I would advise you to be light. Be direct. Don't be rude, because we are human and I don't know why you're rude and shouting. But be direct. Hold your crown. Be classful. Please, you're not a barking dog. Just be direct. No, because there's no need. One thing I've come to realize, there's no need. I can't be shouting on a grown-ass man.
Honestly, there's absolutely no need.
There's no need.
If he wants to stay, he will stay. If he wants to do the right thing, he will do the right thing. You can't force a man to stay.
My dear, preach.
You cannot. If he wants to stay, he knows the right things to do.
Exactly.
He will stay. So don't even push it too hard.
Don't push it.
Yes, don't force it. Don't stress yourself. Don't force it. Do other things with your life.
Exactly. If you say one, two, you don't do, just move. And very big on doing other things with your life. When it comes to like relationship and navigating toxicity and whatnot, and just something that is really healthy for relationships is for you to also have something going on in your life. Because when you are just there and not having anything, that's when people try to stunt on you. They see you as a desperate girl that doesn't have anything going on. And for your own sanity too, it's very important. Oh, another form of toxicity, if I tell you, forgot, those ones that try to push your friends against you and push you away from your friends.
Yeah, those ones, they have a special place in hell.
Honestly. Those ones that cause problem between
Munafiki.
Oh,
hypocrisy at its peak. Like, if you want to have a problem with me, it's fine, but why drag other people to hate me or to dislike me, or she said this, she said that? Like, that's just oh my god,
that's just another level of
your hypocrisy.
So yeah, I feel like even if family,
if I catch a girl that would do that, not me, I would deal with her. I don't,
that would do what,
you know how I am now. Me, I don't how do, like, I treat your fuck up there and then.
Same.
I don't used to allow it to, it will not sleep to end there, so that I will not go and be hearing, she said, I said.
Oh.
Hearsay. I do not do that. Hear it from my mouth. It will not, it's not going to be a hearsay. It's going to be, she said.
See, it's always be the people that can't handle confrontation that go and look for fight.
Yes, now
you can't handle the confrontation when they now come and ask.
Can you imagine? You have the guts to be doing FBI and you cannot. You say, "Oh, I don't like confrontation. I know you're being shy."
That's it. When you were, if somebody come and pull up in front of you, I'm like, "So I heard that you were saying this."
You will not be opening eyes.
You have your name looking like I just look at. You cannot answer. You can't say anything. Please let's respect yourself. Let's just respect yourself at the end of the day. So yeah, and open up to others. I feel like,
and honestly, I feel like no matter what stage you are in your life, even if you feel like you have enough, your friends, you don't have friends, you can always make new friends. Honestly, right now I want to have like an older friend, someone that is at least 5 years older than I am and is more experienced and knows what she is doing. So someone that has sense, key on someone that has sense. But like, I'm so done with having all these baseless relationships, friendships, baseless friendships. I want quality, like something that we can sit down and we can, you know, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. Like, we are all about self-development. And with that in mind, you have to also work towards it. You have to have someone that is, you know, has achieved a lot of things. If it's Dean, you should go and look for a friend that is good, that knows her Dean and is holding it, you know, really, really, really good, steadfast on her Dean. If it's a career, go and look for someone that is very, very motivated towards, you know, career achievements and all of that. Someone that is older, someone that is not behaving like a child, or someone that is behaving like their age and is very mature. You know, those things are all part of things that would help you develop yourself. But don't go and be fishing in the wrong pond, you know?
Hope we have been able to give you people constructive advice.
Yeah.
Please help yourself and let's just do better. You know, sometimes I feel like we all have this badness thing in us. Like, sometimes you know when you're doing something that's not good. You choose to continue it, but you know when you've hurt your friend's feelings, or you know that, like, for example, for me now, when something good happens to someone that is close to me, or just people in general, I'm very happy for them. Let's say something that I wanted, I'm human. Let's say you got something that I wanted, we're looking for something at the same time.
I'm human. Yes.
So in that second, I'm very happy for you, but later
I'm also feeling like it's normal. It's absolutely normal, but like, but for you to snap back and be like, oh yo,
exactly, push it out. Like, if you even need to be vocal about it, I don't mind you saying, oh, like, we're looking for it together, I didn't get it, but I'm really happy for you. You know, when you say it like that, you have expelled that negativity, you have brought it out. Devil has no hold over that. Over you, you have already, you brought it out. When you bring something out of your mind, you've actually admitted to the fact that you feel this way. But again, because that person is your friend, I didn't get it. We applied together, I didn't get it, but I'm really happy that you got it. So if you have admitted to yourself, you brought that emotion out, the devil has no hold over you. That's one thing. Secondly, you have shown to your friend that you're happy for her, because you've killed two birds at the same time. We're human, so the other person too might be feeling a way about you not getting it. There's always two sides to the story. There's always two sides to a coin. If we're applying for something together, me and you, let's say me and you, Fatty, and God forbid, you didn't get it and I got it. While you might be feeling that, oh, like, you're feeling bummed that you didn't get it, if I know that I got it and you didn't get it, there's a chance that, first of all, I will be feeling really bad. That, oh, like, you know, and that me feeling bad can now make me to now start avoiding you or doing all these other toxic things instead of me coming out to talk about it, and we can both work on the next step. Two. I will now let somebody to now whisper to me, oh, don't tell her, she might be jealous. Before you know, the friendship has taken another shape.
Yes,
the friendship has taken another shape. Because now I'm like, people are telling me stuff and I'm believing that, okay, Fatty might be jealous of me, this might be this, and I start avoiding you. Before you know, our friendship is gone in the wind. Instead of us coming out and just talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the next step? There's this other job that you can apply to. I will help you. I'll be there with you. So that's how I feel about it anyways. I just hope that after this whole us talking for how long we have talked, you guys have learned ways to navigate this type of relationships, understand and pinpoint those dynamics, and you guys have learned a lot from our experiences with just everything, the toxicity in general. What do you think, Fatty?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And I hope that, you know, even we talking about it, we're able to navigate towards it better in the future. And, you know, these things come, they can be very, very tricky. when they happen, but then I hope that we're able to handle it better in the future.
With maturity and grace, yes, inshallah.
Yes, 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 inshallah.
And please continue to call me out.
Of course I will. You know, absolutely out. I will call you out.
Exactly. No, I trust you. Yeah, I trust you. Right now, I'll be like, yeah, I'm a guy, but
don't do that. Yes, no. Right now, say that. Right now, you know, calling people out.
You know, she does, and she does it with jokes.
Yes, yes, and yes.
I feel like you ground me very well.
Yeah,
and I'm very grateful to know you. First of all, and not to make this a mushy end of the podcast, but like, guy, you're my guy. And thank you so much, honestly. I really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.